Kyle, what an episode that was. I really enjoyed this week's episode. I don't know about you, bud, but I thought that conversation was fantastic.
It was, yeah, it was excellent. But also, I wish we didn't have to talk about layoffs.
Yeah, I wish
so, too. Like, it was a good episode. It was a good talk. It just, in a year where games are hitting on all cylinders, I wish every part of games was hitting on all cylinders and all rosy and fun.
That's it. Let's get rosy and fun.
Can honestly, you really quickly put it back right there, okay? Okay, nope, right there. Back down. Right, it looks like Venom is looking up to you. Go, Papa, may I have another cracker?
Papa, I will eat this boy if I do not get a cracker.
Another sip of the Capri Sun, please, Papa.
Papa, if I do not get a sippy cup, I will make mincemeat out of these boys.
Papa, Alfred, hit me over tea time.
Real talk. I know this is like a PCV whatever mold.
Yeah.
But even for, like, this has to be their best statue. Can we agree?
Hands down. I mean, the Ellie from the part two is fantastic as well. But this is, you know, this is next level.
Do we categorize the Ghost of Tsushima mask as a?
It's great, but it's a different kind of statue.
Different kind, right?
As far as a statue goes, this is top tier.
But, you know, maybe it's like you could categorize that as a bust. Sure. But I would, I think, let's see. Like the Millennia, but no. Yeah, Jin mask, I think, stands alongside it. But
I think Ellie and God of War 2018 are pretty great too.
Yeah, and Ragnarok's pretty good.
Oh, no, Mjolnir is fantastic, yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah, 2018. Yeah, Mjolnir. But Mjolnir's different as well.
That's the same category as the Jin mask, I feel like.
Yes. Yeah, it's more like this could be cool cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Sekiro, but this is not PlayStation related. Great. That was $80-$90, I think. The other Spider-Man's dope.
Speaking of, this
is the best one. Best statue.
Yeah, before we argue about silly video game things.
Sure.
I wanted to get, because I'm getting the itch for Souls games again.
Yeah.
Even though I just beat Lies of P. I had the Dark Souls trilogy physically on PS4, the one that has all the DLC and everything, in my cart. It was like $30, but I didn't have money for it.
Yeah.
Got money. It skyrocketed for some reason up to like $150 because it's like out of stock. It's like, damn it. Mm. One day.
One day. Yeah, play Dark Souls 1. Skip 2. Genuinely,
I think I'm going straight to 3.
3 is genuinely one of the best From Software games.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Like, yeah, some people say raise it higher than Bloodborne. Honestly, because it has a 60 FPS patch.
The only reason I didn't buy it digitally is because it's still like full price.
Yeah.
Digitally, which is wild. It's been out for forever, but.
So Kyle, listen, this is top tier where we both take positions on video game things.
Yeah.
And we argue about who has the best video game related list this week, because, you know, you lost last week and I want to give you a good chance, or last month. I want to give you a good chance to make up that L.
Lost because I let you go first. That's the only reason I lost.
Now, here's the thing, Kyle. Do you want to risk it again?
And let you go first?
Yeah. I think it should alternate, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, in fairness.
All right. Yeah. So, okay, tell me the rules about this here game.
Sure. So, for top tier this month, we are doing most iconic weapons in video games.
Yeah.
It was originally going to be best weapons, but I feel like I want to take like in-game stats and what it does as like metagaming purposes.
Sure.
It's not going to weigh heavily in my list. I'm not saying it won't in yours, but I'm just thinking like when I think of some of the coolest weapons ever, that's what I'm thinking for this list. So what we're going to do is we're going to expand it from 5.
Okay.
Just because there's a lot of weapons that we can pick. But 5 have to be from a PlayStation thing.
Okay.
Same thing as last time. It has to like originally been on PlayStation or mostly thought about PlayStation. It's okay if you can play it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But it's like its bread and butter has been on the PlayStation ecosystem. The other two can be from any other ecosystem out there. Xbox, Nintendo. Only a Steam game. Whatever.
Only
Steam So two games. Slots. Two slots are filled non-PlayStation weapons, iconic weapons. The other five have to be. And they can go in any order. So if you want to pick a non-PlayStation weapon first, go for it.
Okay.
The only rules are it has to be 5 and 2.
Now, could an iconic weapon, like, is it one weapon per franchise?
No. No, because there's some games that have a lot of really cool weapons in them.
Okay. Other question. Solely play, like, for example, this would probably be your first pick, but like the Buster Sword.
Sure.
From a Final Fantasy.
Uh-huh.
Premiered on PlayStation.
Yeah.
But now you could get that game anywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, it counts.
Okay. So as long as it premiered first on PlayStation, it's all right.
It's like when you think of the sword.
Yeah.
And you think of your first experience with that game. Mm-hmm. Or like in the public's opinion, when you think Final Fantasy, it leans towards PlayStation. Just
correct, right?
That kind of, you know, linkage is what I'm thinking of.
Linkage. Okay.
So that being said, you graciously said I can go first.
Yep.
So let's just get it out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way.
The Blades of Chaos from God of War is one of the most iconic weapons of all time. Mm. And so iconic, in fact, that Corey and Santa Monica straight up in 2018 took it away from us. And when we got it back, spoilers, it's an old game, it's whatever. When we got it back in that game, it was an emotional moment. And having them again, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Just how fluid, how fast, how cool they are. It's amazing. It's an easy top choice, top pick. I would have been stupid if I didn't pick that as like the go-to one.
I mean, Blades of Chaos, it's just so synonymous, I think, even with PlayStation.
Yeah, right? Like, exactly.
It's synonymous with God of War. Like, and God of War really is just to me, it is the closest thing to the mascot that we have. Like, yeah, Xbox has a Master Chief, you know, PlayStation has Kratos. And then when you take a look at Nintendo, they got Mario and they got Link.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm coming right out of the gate. The most iconic weapon in a video game is the Master Sword.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Holy Christ. That is, to me, what I think of, like, when I'm opening a chest, when I'm discovering, like, a new weapon, everything goes back to the Master Sword.
Yeah.
How it swings, how it looks, the sense of, like, when you get that Master Sword, it is meaningful. And I think, not just in like Breath of the Wild, I thought was an incredible way of how you obtain it, but even Tears of the Kingdom literally almost brought a tear to my eye. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The Master Sword is the sword when it comes to gaming. It's so recognizable that you could walk into a Spencer's gift shop and they got one of those shitty replicas there. Like, it is the Coca-Cola of like video game swords. It's just everybody knows what it is. And Master Sword is the most iconic weapon in a video game.
Again, that is a top pick. I can't argue against it. It is one of the most iconic weapons just in pop culture.
Yeah.
So yeah, good pick. Right. Fair. Now you get to go again because that's how we do it.
Oh, really?
Picks. Yeah. It's called the snake draft. Right.
Oh, snake draft. God, this is literally a little snake. All right. So we got the Master Sword out of the way. I really thought you were going to, honestly, I thought you were going to go with, it was either going to be three things. I really thought Blades of Chaos, that's going to be the easy out. Buster Sword as well. I thought like, that's like very iconic. Mm-hmm. Very iconic. Very.
Yeah. Some may, I'm waiting for my pick.
What's that?
Some say I'm waiting for my next pick to maybe take it.
But here's the thing. I don't want to do that. It's such a cop-out answer.
It's iconic, though.
It is iconic. But that's not me. I don't want to just get, I don't want every episode for me to get in your head me to win. I don't want to do that. I think, listen, Buster Sword, very recognizable.
Yeah.
True. But Kyle, ask me something. What's more recognizable, don't you think? A big sword or goddamn Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going. I was hoping you won it.
Yeah, I want the Keyblade, dude.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
The Keyblade is so... Here's the thing. I trash on Kingdom Hearts, not for the Keyblade, but because it just refuses to end, right? Yeah. But the Keyblade to me...
You talk about other games needing editors? Oh, go play Kingdom Hearts game.
This is 1.2.7.8 on B side. It's like, shut up.
You don't have a heart. You're a heartless. But in another universe, you were also me. And
is that really
a heart? I don't know. Plot point? I don't know. I'm just making it up.
Here's the thing. That's so ridiculous. But the Keyblade in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 especially, those were like, I think... the go-to quintessential PlayStation games for me, that when I think PlayStation, I do think about the Keyblade. I do think about the second game in particular, where I never thought I could see it in a video game, where like I'm just fighting like what seems to be like hundreds of Heartless just coming at me, where it's probably just a dozen at a time. Mm-hmm. And like just battling it with this blade, knowing that like any world I enter, it gets Disneyfied. Like, shout out to the Nightmare Before Christmas. Mary Chrysler. Keyblade as being the most dope emo shit I've ever seen in my life. And I loved it so much. The Keyblade is just, I mean, they sell it at goddamn Disney World. It's that recognizable. Yeah. It's in Super Goddamn Smash Brothers. Oh, brother. Mm-hmm. Keyblade. It was one of the most recognizable blades.
Again, most recognizable. No argument from me here. Yeah. I enjoy it as dumb as it is.
Oh, yeah. Makes no sense. It's a giant pole. It's just
a giant key. Yeah, it's a pole.
It's a baton.
Some iterations of the Keyblade are cooler and actual blade like, but the basic starter Keyblade, it's just a big dumb key. it's cool though.
It's so cool. Yeah. Can't cut cheese, but like,
no. You can give it this little bonk on somebody's head though and knock them out. Yeah. Great first two picks. You're out the gate swinging.
Thank you.
And again, you're probably like, oh, Kyle's going to take the Buster Sword here. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
I'm not. I'm going to make my first non-PlayStation pick here.
Ooh, okay.
Because I can't let you get this. I just can't.
Okay.
You talk about, you know, going and seeing Keyblades physically. You can buy a Keyblade. Amen. Right. I think of my time at GameStop. I think of certain in-game weapons that you could buy as like a collectible, and you instantly see that and it's recognizable, like, oh my god, that's the thing. And my next pick is that, because whenever you would play multiplayer, good old LAN party, it was a rush to get the energy sword in Halo.
Good pick.
I mean, even if you're terrible at shooting in first person shooting games like I am, and I was terrible at Halo in high school when I would play with my friends, the energy sword is undeniably one of the coolest weapons in any game. You tell me that's just straight plasma?
Yep.
It's just floating plasma that can cut through anything, one hit kill?
And honest to God, it's like a lightsaber that says, fuck you.
And the fact that it's not a handle. It's like
it's a fucking fist.
The blade goes around the wrist. It's like, it's like just a giant glove attachment that is sharp and cool looking. Like... Come on. One of the best weapons in any game ever. So, energy sword of my second pick. Easy.
Fair. Choice. That's a really good choice. Yeah. Honestly, I had it on there.
I know you did. That's why I had it on there before.
But I took it off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was between...
Well, don't say.
I'm just going to say it because I'm comfortable with the next gun. I'm like, it's... fucking iconic.
Oh, well, I have the next pick.
Oh, never mind.
I'm gonna take it now. Buster Sword. I can't not have the Buster Sword on my team.
That's fair.
What else can you say about it? It's Cloud's starting weapon. It's on the box art. Yep. It when you think of weapons that Cloud has in a game, you think of that Crusher sword, similar to a Keyblade, where that sword makes no goddamn sense. That thing is way too big. It'd be so unwieldy if it was actually real and too heavy to swing. But there's something about just a giant sharpened piece of steel with a nice little point at the top, with a really big heavy hilt, materia slots in there, two green glowing materia. I mean, seeing, like, I want one of those in real life. That is the one weapon that I wish I could have to mount on the wall.
Fair.
It's iconic. So yeah, Buster Sword.
Some would say it's just too goddamn big.
It's pretty big. It's pretty big.
Okay, so now do I pick two?
Yep, you get two back to back.
Oh, okay.
And so that would be, this is your third pick.
Third pick.
We each have one more non-PlayStation weapon. Then and that's all we get is one more. Okay, go for it.
Then let's just get it out of the way.
Do you?
Checkmate, my friend. Because it was between Energy Sword, Lancer from Gears of War, and the Doom Shotgun.
BFG, baby.
Ooh, no, not even the BFG. Oh. You could take the BFG.
Oh, I thought you were going BFG.
No. BFG, I think, is overrated.
Whoa.
I think the BFG is so
Joe's
overrated.
Joe's fumbling the draft right here.
Dude. The BFG is just, it's just a name. And every time you get it, you're like, I'm disappointed.
Oh my God. I can't be further on the opposite side of you.
But there is nothing like the Doom shotgun. And you go, which one? The one that goes pump? No. I'm talking the sawed off shotgun from Doom, the thing that's on the cover all the goddamn time.
It's good.
Shotguns in video games are so hard to pull off. And I always think every shotgun I ever use in a video game goes back to the Master Sword, dude. Every single one of them, I measure to the Doom shotgun.
Yeah, you're
not
wrong.
It's so damn great. It's my favorite weapon to use in that game. It is just so, God, it just feels so good when you're ripping limbs off and just chunks of them off the city. Again, BFG, it's a nice acronym. Big fucking gun. But like the shotgun remains. It's just like when you flip it down, you see the two just like casings just pop out of the goddamn like barrel. You're like, I'm gonna get another one in here, and you can fire both of them. It's like, yeah, this is my fucking boomstick right here. Doom shotgun is the goat, and I will, if I lose this battle, I will do it gladly, knowing I had the Doom shotgun by my side, the thing that made first person shooters feel good. That's my TED talk.
You have a very strong argument.
Thank you.
But there is something with the recent Dooms, when you get the BFG and that big glowing green ball goes through and just destroys everything, it is so satisfying.
Oh, sure. And when you get it, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance.
I'm not saying the shotgun is bad. Absolutely not. I'm with you. That is the gold standard. Every shotgun should feel like that shotgun.
Because here's the thing about it. Here's how badass it is. You always find the shotgun off just some fucking dude. It might as well be a fucking bargain bin shotgun you found at Walmart, but you're tearing through the gates of hell with that $300 skeet fucking shotgun.
You mentioned like the old school shotgun, right?
Yeah.
Not the one that has like the grappling hook chain in the recent ones?
No, that's a gimmick. It's a recent one. That's not iconic.
That's fair.
Okay. I got another one.
You do. This is your fourth out of seven.
Four out of seven.
Yeah. I know what my next pick is, and I'm just waiting with bated breath.
All right. You think so? This is my fourth pick right here.
I know.
You said, when I said it's a PlayStation game, it's a PlayStation exclusive. I got another question for you.
No, okay. Try to bend the rules. All right.
I wouldn't be fair if I said it and then you're like, oh no, you can't do that. We have this long argument.
Okay.
Could this have been like, could this have been from somewhere else, but PlayStation got the rights to it?
Ooh, that is an interesting question.
Could this have been somewhere else?
So it was released elsewhere first?
It was a different form of media back then.
Whoa. I would say that is an interesting case. Because is it iconic from the other piece of media or from the game? That is, I think, where the question lies.
Is it, or do the Spider-Man web shooters build off that iconic, like, it doesn't just...
You know what? I will allow it. I'll allow the web shooters. Yeah, I'll allow it.
Because here's the thing. Here's the thing about the web shooters. They're iconic, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to translate it so well that I really do think, like it has to be like, yep, they nailed it. They got it. And I think the web shooters in Spider-Man, both 2018 and this one, do such a phenomenal job at not just being a great and excellent traversal tool, but giving the iconic web shooters justice by just being just such a great utility in combat, being able to web people up while you're, you know, like, you know, brawling with whatever dude, having like a bomb just shoot out and just see all the web shooters just start spraying your enemies. Like, all those gadgets and gizmos, all that iconic, what we know of Spider-Man is translated perfectly by Insomniac. And, I would say the web shooters are iconic. I maybe made a big mistake there, but I don't care. I'm going to die on that hill.
You big dumb dumb. How could you let this one fall to me my fourth pick? 1,000%. It is the saw blade from Bloodborne. How could you not have picked that? You can't tell me that is not iconic. First of all, it's on the cover art.
Yeah.
It is the go-to. When I think of a hunter, I think of a saw blade. I'm not saying it is the best weapon in Bloodborne. Mm-hmm. I'm saying as far as iconic images,
yeah,
the hunter with that saw blade is just next level. And the first time you trick that weapon out and it goes to a big, long saw blade... Mm-hmm. I spent at least 10-15 minutes just tricking it back and forth.
Yeah.
Just because it's so damn cool. It fits the theme of the game so well. It's one of the best weapons in any game. So Sawblade, easily. Welcome to the team. I'm shocked that you didn't take the Sawblade.
Didn't need it, dude.
Okay, well, I'm happy you chose web shooters.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's a bad pick because I do like it, but it will allow one of my later picks. It'll kind of even out a little bit because I have a weird one that I'm holding on to.
Oh, you have a weird one you're holding on to?
I have a weird one that I'm holding on to.
Listen, I think the Saw Cleaver is pretty darn iconic. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it is my favorite weapon in Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But it's not the most iconic weapon.
Okay.
From software.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll hear from your whatever you choose later. Maybe. Sure. I don't know. Okay. So that is my fourth pick, right?
Okay. Yep.
So my fifth pick. I have one non-Nintendo game left.
Okay.
Or one non-PlayStation
game. PlayStation game, yeah.
I kind of just gave it away.
Yeah.
Because I am thinking Nintendo.
You are thinking Nintendo.
I am.
It's a plumber's pants.
Did you do two non-PlayStation already?
Yep, I did the Master Sword and Doom Shotgun.
That's right.
And then I have the Keyblade and the Web Shooters from Spider-Man. Does that mean I get two more? I did this right.
You get two PlayStation like.
Yeah.
Games. Yeah. 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 Yeah, you know what? I feel good about this. Mm-hmm. I think it is iconic. It is, well, nope, never mind. What's that? Let the record state that I just redacted and took back my pick right before I said it because I realized it's not technically a weapon.
What was it going to be?
It was going to be the Fire Flower from Mario.
Honestly,
it's an item. It's not a weapon.
I don't know.
You don't wield it. You eat it, and then you can use the effects.
Okay. All right. Fair. I would allow it.
Because that was like that or the star, and like they're both more like, yeah,
sure.
All right, so back to the drawing board. One that I think is similar to your Doom pick, but I do feel like it is more on the PlayStation side of things, and I'd be happy to argue this out. And if you say it's not PlayStation related, and then I'll just use that as my other non PlayStation pick.
Please.
One of the greatest inventions in any game is going strong. Mm-hmm. We got a new iteration of it this year.
Yeah.
It's the Hidden Blade from Assassin's Creed. Now, it's going to be on my team regardless.
Yeah.
But where would you classify that? Okay, that's fair. Because the OG was PS3.
Yeah, but like that was multi-plat, right?
You're not wrong.
All right, fair.
It does have. There are Assassin's Creed games that are PlayStation only.
Yeah, but like, even that, like, honestly, because like, honest to God, if it's like, because then I'd be like, oh wow, Kyle, you opened yourself up. I'm gonna take a random From Software weapon. That's way more iconic.
Yeah, you know what? You're totally fair. So I'll use that as my second non-PlayStation game. Hidden Blade is one of the coolest things ever. You just have a hidden blade. Haha. Whoa. Yeah. I wonder where came up with that name.
Yeah.
But it just hidden up somebody's sleeve and then you pounce on them from up above and just assassinate them.
And then here's the thing.
No shot is cooler in a video game ever. I don't care.
And here's the thing. I loved, and I want to put this on the record, and I don't care if I get canceled for it. I liked the Hidden Blade before it got woke. Let me explain.
What the hell? What?
The Hidden Blade used to be so cool when the guy had to cut his own finger off halfway.
Like they show in Mirage.
Because they're like, it wasn't, they didn't invent it.
It's
until
an extension
like,
of your hand is what the lore is.
And I think in Assassin's Creed 2, they're like, oh, we don't have to do that anymore. You could just... Like Leonardo da Vinci, something.
Yeah.
So I want to put this on the record. Is this the hidden the broken blade or the woke hidden blade?
I don't know how to comment. I don't know.
You got the one that slices your own finger off.
They both do the same thing, though.
But you got to make a stand.
I will choose the one where you have to chop a finger off because that is cooler.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. Fair. Hidden Blade.
Hidden Blade. So that's a great
fifth pick. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Back to you.
And I get two.
Yep.
Oh, Kyle, you silly, silly boy.
My team's pretty strong right now.
You think you could get at me with the Saw Blade?
What? Okay. What are you going to come at me with?
What folly this is. See, From Software, the greatest developers just in the game, bar none. And what they love to do is they love to put homages to other games, but like direct homages to other games in their games. Mm-hmm. So one of them being Patches, right? Patches is in Demon's Souls, as he is in Dark Souls, as he is in Elden Ring. I think maybe there's some alluding to him in Bloodborne.
Patches? Yeah, Patches. He's a spider.
Right, thank you. They also do it with weapons.
Do they?
There is one weapon that has been with us from Demon Souls to Dark Souls to Bloodborne to Elden Ring. A weapon that everyone loves, everyone champions. That is, my friends, my fellow From Software stands, let's talk about the Holy Moonlight Sword, that two-handed, cool-ass, lightsaber-looking sword that's been in every From Software game that's not, Armored
Sekiro.
Core. Or Sekiro. Come on. Give it to the Holy Moonlight Sword. We all love it here. We all champion it.
It's great. It's not iconic. No, it's not.
Iconic. It's so iconic.
When you poll people, when you think of From Software games, general public.
Yeah.
What do they think more of? The Sawcleaver or the Holy Moonlight Sword? They're going to say Sawcleaver.
Kyle, believe it or not, every time I ask him, I go. What do you recognize? Oh, more
you
with?
You go polling around your neighborhood.
I poll constantly. I go. Which what, I, and here's the funny thing. I go, hey, what's more iconic from so? And they cut me off. They go, Holy Moonlight Sword.
The HMS. Yeah, they don't even say the full thing.
I'm like, so fair enough. That was a fair critique.
I don't know.
All right. Ready for this one?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm prepared to lose this list. Because I think this is
don't take my iconic. Weird one, please.
Iconic. I'm taking your weird one. Here's I want another rule and stipulation.
Okay. Remember, it has to be PlayStation.
It has to be PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And I'm stuck between two.
Okay.
Can this thing? No, it does kill people. Okay, Kyle, do I want to go wacky and weird, or do I want to do with something that's...
Do I want to go wacky or weird?
Weird. Stop, you made fun of my lisp. Jeez. Do I want to go wacky and weird?
I hope you don't go wacky and weird and take one of my picks.
Let's talk about The Last of Us Brick.
You motherfucker! That was it! How? What list are you looking at?
I looked at The Last of Us for 5 minutes. I go, shiver
son
brick.
Son of a
shiver
bitch.
Brick, shiver brick. Shiver
son of a brick. That was legit the thing I was talking about.
The brick is iconic.
It 1000, but you're not going to, I'm not going to argue against it because I was legit going to pick it next.
They even made a plushie of it. That's how you know how real it is, man. Like, that's how you know
the
hype and love for this is real.
I can't believe you've done this.
And here's the thing. You could pick a bottle or a brick and everybody. You know it. You know it. You know it. You know it. Everybody will choose the brick over the glass bottle.
I'm dropping that bottle the moment I find a brick. Are you kidding me?
And like the animation when you finally walk up to a guy and you beat their fucking brains with that brick. Ooh-wee. That's way more like rewarding than a fucking shiv, let me tell you.
So, son of a bitch.
Last of Us.
Also, brick. Just like when that game was first unveiled on a stage.
Yeah.
When they used the brick to just pummel a dude's face in.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That was the unconventional iconic weapon I was thinking of, and I cannot believe you've done this.
Yeah. Can't believe I did it.
I'm floored. You've done this to me twice.
I know.
Both with Last of Us themed things.
I know.
How fucking dare you?
I know.
Shit. All right, back to the drawing board. It's not like there aren't any other.
Yeah. There's so many. There's so many iconic weapons.
So here's one that I was going to also hold on to for a non-PlayStation one, which I'll just throw out here, is Castlevania the Whip.
Ooh, honestly, you could use that because
I think Castlevania is Nintendo more than anything else.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, the OG ones are. There's Symphony. Yeah, for sure. But more Nintendo than anything else.
Okay.
Because that's like, oh my God. Talk about like awesome weapons.
No, yeah. I thought I was going to use that too. That was one of my ones.
Because
I don't even fuck with Castlevania. And I'm like, yeah, that's iconic.
I got two left.
Yeah.
Oh. What are we doing?
I don't even know.
What are we doing?
I have no
idea. I'm taking Ratchet's Wrench.
Ooh, that was a good one.
I mean, yeah. It's been with him forever in every game.
Yep.
Sure, it's not flashy, but it gets the job done.
Yep.
And it fits the theme. Like, it is iconic to PlayStation just as a whole and also to Ratchet. There is no Ratchet without the wrench.
Yeah. I can't argue with you there. I think it's just, you know, to me, I think Ratchet is He really is the him and Kratos have kind of just tested the
yeah.
What is it? The things of time with mm-hmm. it's just PlayStation, man. Holy shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. I'm like, well, no, it's not, because I barely use it. I was actually thinking of like one of the weapons in Ratchet & Clank.
One of the guns.
What is it? The digitizer? I love that gun.
Digitizer is great. The Gravitron, where they just dance, is awesome. Yep.
Wasn't there a sheep one? You turn them into sheep? Am I thinking of...
Or is that Spyro?
Spyro. Thinking of Spyro.
It might be Spyro. Oh, man. My last pick. Oh, my goodness gracious. Last
pick.
It was going to be the fucking brick. Shit.
I can't believe that wasn't even on purpose that I did that to you, bud.
No, I know. It's like, listen, great minds.
Yeah, they think alike. What?
I don't know. Okay, I'm going to let you weigh in on this one. Okay. Whether or not this is PlayStation centric. I would argue yes. It's not super flashy. I don't think a lot of people have an affinity to it, but like your web shooters. I can't not have a list without this weapon on it. Okay. So I'm taking the Bureau pistol from Control.
Oh, wow. You're thinking that's iconic?
I do. Just because of what it can do. It is one thing. Right. And it's not like you're picking up other weapons throughout the game. That is your weapon. It can just change itself to do a variety of different things. It's an all-purpose kind of thing. And it fits the theme.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, you forgot about it.
No, I'm going to say no, because it was also on Xbox.
But Control showed off on a PlayStation E3 showcase for the first time ever.
And also, I think it would make the list a lot closer if it wasn't that. Because I think that's that one's probably the weakest one. I'm going to be real with you.
Over web shooters? I mean, I love that.
100%.
Okay.
I don't want to win this.
I mean, you're not.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Do you want me to go next?
No, because...
You're afraid I'm going to pick something you want?
No, because I have another one. It's not a flashy one.
Tell me. Listen, we're on 14 iconic weapons. It's going to be tough after...
I know, and there's tons more that aren't PlayStation focused, like... You know, Mega Man's Buster's gun.
Yeah. I also have a funny one if you pick the one I was going to pick. So I'm like, I'm kind of debating. I'm like, do I want this to be like a serious where like it's close because it's a good list? Or do I want this to be it's close because this is a creative fucking list?
So I'll just think out loud, right?
Please.
I could easily say like Jin Sakai's katana. I feel like it's still too recent.
It's too recent. It's
same thing why I haven't put on the Leviathan Axe yet.
Sure,
because it's only two games. It's amazing, but it's still maybe a little bit too fresh. Okay. Days Gone doesn't really have anything. It's iconic. As much as I love Infamous, those are powers, not a weapon.
Do it. Because the lightning powers. Excuse it.
And then, like, I come back to The Last of Us. Same thing with, like, Horizon. We love Horizon here.
Love Horizon.
I feel like the bow that Aloy has, even though it's cooler looking, doesn't hold a candle to Ellie's bow, which is my pick.
Ooh.
I'm going Ellie's bow from Last of Us 1 because of the historical significance of when that first showed up.
Mm.
You think Joel's dead. You see a rabbit in the snow and an arrow puncture it. And go, oh, who shot the rabbit? Ooh. And then you find out you're playing as Ellie. That's a wild moment. The bow is also synonymous with Ellie along with her switchblade, which I could have picked, but that's more of a, I think that means more because of the TV show now.
Yeah.
But her bow, when I think of Ellie gameplay, I'd rather play with her with her bow than any other gun. So Ellie's bow is my last pick. I feel good about it.
I was dancing between three.
I swear to God, if you say golf club, I'm leaving this call right now.
Golf club. No. Actually, it didn't even cross my mind. One was Laura's Pistols in Tomb Raider. Oh, iconic as fuck. But
that is good, yeah.
Tomb Raider actually came out first on PC.
I mean, sure. But when I still think Laura, I think PlayStation.
Right. And now, Kyle, I bring this to you as the two real picks. I can do the Leviathan Axe because, to me, they're more iconic than the Blades of Chaos. They literally said, hey, listen, we love you, Blades of Chaos. We think you're fucking great and all, but we're going to use this weapon for half of the game, and you're going to fall in love with it. The mechanic of you just going, throwing the axe, and then bringing it back, holy shit. There's still no other feeling than it. Santa Monica, take a lap. Take two.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong, but lineage-wise, the Blades of Chaos were around for a long time. And Kratos, it means so much to Kratos that the marks on his forearms are still there, Joe. Show the weight of what the Blades of Chaos has done to him.
Listen, you're arguing between Blades of Chaos and Leviathan Axe. I'm not going with this. I haven't chosen yet. I'm telling you.
I get to choose. I don't want
to. You get to choose my last one.
I don't want to choose.
Because this is my last one. Right? This is
my last
one.
It should be. Okay. It should be, yeah.
Or.
Oh, God.
Bear with me, guys.
If you're about to say the Infinity Gauntlet from Fortnite, I'm going to leave.
No. The pickaxe. No. I would never. Guys, let's talk about Nathan Drake's fists. He's killed so many people. Yes, with guns, with automatic guns. Whatever. But you know you're already at the end of every battle. You're always ending it with punching a dude off like a skyscraper off a cliff. His hands should be registered as weapons.
Oh my God.
So Kyle, you get the pick. Nathan Drake's fucking fists.
Oh my God.
Or the Blade of Chaos.
I'm laughing not because it's a bad answer. I think it's actually a decent answer. I
think it's solid.
the death toll. From Nate's knuckle sandwiches are alone. Astronomical.
Think about it. It actually makes it a pretty hard decision.
I mean, objectively, yeah. I think the battle would be better if there wasn't a weapon doubled up. Because we already got that with the Bloodborne, Moonlight Sword. So I would say fist, but if you want to go axe, go axe.
Well, so here's the reason why the axe is cool.
I know why it's cool.
No, like a list to list. It's like you have Blades of Chaos. Well, I'm the Leviathan axe.
So don't gamify it, Joe. Yeah. Go in your gut. What belongs in that seventh spot? Don't do what you did for Game of the Year with Elden Ring and Ragnarok, where you were like, oh, I like both games, No, pick one.
All right. Shit. Let's go out with a laugh. Let's go with Nathan Drake's fucking
fist. I love it. Because I was thinking, what weapons from Uncharted are, iconic? Yeah. And, the pistol is cool. But the golden guns are awesome.
Yeah.
But I completely just forgot the melee is way overpowered.
Yeah, way overpowered.
Yeah.
Way overpowered. So, all right. So, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going to lose, but I'm going to lose with a laugh. If this is a great loss. If I were to lose, this is the loss I wanted to lose. You know?
Nathan Drake's fist. Nathan Drake's fist. Or do you want to change it to Nathan Drake's quips? His one-liners.
The last thing these fuckers hear. See you next Tuesday.
were there any other cool things that you love as far as like an iconic weapon that just
dude
isn't as high as this one? Like playing Alan Wake, I love the flashlight and revolver combo.
Those are great. There's two that I was thinking, but they're not PlayStation. One was the Red 9 from
Resident Evil 4. Yeah.
Second is the chain from Scorpion. Get over here.
Yeah, that one's a good one too.
That one is like...
I saw that list. I know what list you were working off.
No, that literally just came to mind.
Yeah, that is a good one. That's a weird choice for a weapon, though.
It comes out of your... It's like the
Scorpion thing. Like, it's part of him... I guess he does whip you with it in some moves.
Get over here. You know that. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Honestly, that should have been on one. Fuck the Doom Shotgun. That should have been on.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Horizon's got some awesome weapons. It just... The iconic thing about Horizon are the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And Aloy Ellie. Herself.
Yeah. So, Jesus, what's... I'm going to have a stroke. No,
you're not. You're fine.
Yeah,
there's tons of Final Fantasy weapons as well.
Tons, Barret's fucking arm.
Oh my god, there's too many.
Yeah, Batarang.
Oh god,
talk about something that is just translated perfectly from comics to movies, TV to games.
Yeah,
ooh wee, Needler from Halo. The pistol from Halo, the Magnum from Halo, even the fucking assault rifle that sucks.
I was trying to think of other like Nintendo weapons, because like that's where I was like the fire flower and the star, but again those are like more item based things. Yeah.
The problem with like Mario,
Master Sword's like, great. Kirby doesn't really have any. Pikmin aren't fighting. Splatoon guns are cool, but not really iconic.
To me, I think the only reason, like, I think you made a really great point with the Leviathan axe. It's like, sure, it's iconic, but it's iconic from 2018.
Yeah.
Like, Blades of Chaos, you know Blades of Chaos since, what is it, 2004?
Yeah.
Like, it's been with us.
And the fact that it's still part of Kratos as a character.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, he has the blades again. No, it was a heavy fucking moment when he got them back again.
Yep.
Also, sorry for the cursing. It's late. It's post show. It's top tier. It's whatever.
Cuss, dude. So yeah, though. Listen, my list took some liberties.
I can't believe you took the brick. I am still floored by it. That's the one. That was my ace in the hole. Because I will fight anyone who says that's not an iconic weapon.
I'll fight you in the street.
Hands down, iconic. You just throw a brick at somebody's head from 15 feet away to stun them and then run up and come on. And you're right. If anyone would you put that list out?
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, I never use bricks. I use bottles. Don't trust that person.
No. Friends don't let friends use the bottle instead of bricks. No.
It's bricks or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Though if we were to make a rock band, it's called Bricks and Bottles. There you go.
That's not bad.
You could even use said duct tape. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Holy Moonlight Sword.
Yeah.
Give it a shout out.
It's cool. It's
fucking the coolest thing ever. Yeah. It's iconic. From Software. Whew. Has that been top tier?
I think so.
So listen, y'all, top tier's out. You've seen it. We've seen it. You've experienced it. I want to know what you guys thought of our list. Did I have a better list? Did Kyle have a better list? Let us know in the comments below and on Platform X, Twitter, at PS Showroom. Once this episode goes live, this poll will go live until next week's episode. We'll reveal the winner on next week's show. So yeah, with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, I love you all. Thank you all so much for supporting us the way you do. And with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you, keep hunting, and keep playing PlayStation. See y'all.
Bye-bye.